My name is Wendy Simons. I will be the hearing officer for today's hearing. And thank you all for joining us on the phone. And we have one person in person as well as a few DEQ or DEQ ODO staff here. So welcome to the Department of Energy's public hearing for the proposed rules on thermal renewable energy certificates, also known as TRECs, part of the implementation of Senate Bill 1547 from the 2016 legislative session. Before we begin today's hearing, we will allow time for those present on the phone and in person to ask clarifying questions about the proposed rules. First, a few preliminaries. All persons in the room are requested to sign in. If you wish to testify at today's hearing, please indicate by checking the appropriate box when you sign in. I think we've got parking handled. Any other questions about ODO facilities, please let us know. Those of you on the phone have obviously got the call-in number. If there are any issues with call-in, we can help you with that. So please get information to us. So let's begin with a question and answer opportunity. Why don't we go ahead? Before we do that, let's do a round of introductions of the people who are in the room and on the phone. As I mentioned before, my name is Wendy Simons. I'm an energy policy analyst, and I am the hearing officer. I'm the rulemaking coordinator for our policy group.
Dan Avery, Oregon Department of Energy.
Rebecca Smith, Oregon Department of Energy. I have been spearheading this thermal RECs rulemaking.
Marty Stipe, Oregon Department of Energy, technical assistance.
Mark Brady, Oregon Department of Energy, an energy analyst.
Lynn Cannon, the Oregon Forest Industries Council.
Andrew Warren, Oregon Department of Energy.
Okay, that is everyone that is on in the room. Could those on the phone please identify yourself and the organization that you work for?
Michael O'Brien, Renewable Northwest.
You have Regis staff on the phone with Mary France, Andrea Kuhn, and Christine Mahler. We're with WEC.
Ian Blitz of Class Connect Beauty.
Dave Moldall, Energy Trust of Oregon.
Mark, the New Gresham.
Our participant from City of Gresham, could you repeat your name again, please, and speak up just a touch? We couldn't hear you.
Jeff Mogg.
Well, I'm Jeff Mogg with the City of Gresham.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that everybody? Sounds like it. So as I said, we will first begin with a question and answer session opportunity. We have printed copies of the rules available in the room along with our companion document addressing many of the policy decisions made by department staff as part of the rule development process. Materials for the hearing are also available on the ODO website. If you have any problems accessing those documents, please let us know and we'll help you. We, as I said, we have in attendance two people in particular who have been involved with the rulemaking development process in our public stakeholder process. Rebecca Smith, who was the lead staff for the rulemaking, and Marty Stipe, who is an engineer and has worked with a variety of industrial facilities. So they will both be available to answer any clarifying questions that you have or if there are any parts of the rule that you need a little bit more explanation of. So at this time, please feel free to pipe up and ask your questions. Please identify yourself and then state your question or your request for clarification. Hearing none, we'll go forward with the hearing unless anybody has any last minute questions. Okay, good morning. My name is Wendy Simons from the Oregon Department of Energy. I'll be the hearing officer. We want to thank you all for participating today. This hearing is being recorded to maintain a permanent record. For the record, today is November 2nd, 2016. The time is approximately 10:08 a.m. We are located in the Westerberg Room at the Oregon Department of Energy in Salem, Oregon. This is the time and place set for a public rulemaking hearing. The purpose is to take public comments on proposed permanent rules to establish processes to issue renewable energy certificates for thermal energy from biomass-based electricity generation. The primary purpose of these proposed rules is to implement Senate Bill 1547 from the 2016 session, Oregon Laws 2016, Chapter 28, which requires the Oregon Department of Energy to establish a system for issuing renewable energy certificates for facilities generating electricity using biomass that also generate thermal energy for a secondary purpose. The proposed rules add definitions related to thermal renewable energy certificates, specify eligible facilities and qualifying thermal energy, and provide requirements for metering, monitoring, and reporting of qualifying thermal energy. Notice for today's hearing was filed with the Oregon Secretary of State on September 15, 2016, and was published in the October 2016 Oregon Bulletin. This hearing will be conducted according to the Oregon Administrative Procedures Act, ORS Chapter 183, and the Attorney General's Model Rules. In addition to the opportunity to present oral comments at this hearing, anyone may submit written comments to the department by email, either to me, wendy.simons@oregon.gov, or Rebecca Smith at rebecca.smith@oregon.gov, until the close of business, 5 p.m. today, November 2nd, 2016, which is the close of the public comment period. No other comments or exhibits will be accepted after this date unless the Oregon Department of Energy decides to extend the public comment period for everyone. After the close of the comment period, the Oregon Department of Energy will review issues raised during the public comment period, and responses will be included in the hearing officer's report. So, I will begin taking comments now. Have you signed up to give comments?
I signed a piece of paper. I don't think
okay. Okay.
I will make a comment, which is I think this has been a very good process, and I think the rules as they are currently written achieve the intent of the legislation, and we're comfortable. You've arrived at a good result and don't need to change them at all.
Okay, thank you. That was Mr. Cannon from the Oregon Forest Industries Commission.
Council.
Get that right. Thank you. And is there anyone on the phone who would like to offer oral comments? Please identify yourself and state your comment.
This is Michael O'Brien from Eagle Northwest. We'd like to comment.
Go ahead, Michael.
Good morning, hearing officer Simon. This is, for the record, Michael O'Brien from Renewable Northwest, where I'm a senior policy analyst. Just to echo the previous stakeholders' comments, we're really grateful for the department's well-managed process over these months, and we're also very grateful to the other stakeholders for the constructive tone. People brought various different viewpoints and expertise to the table, but it was very clear we were all trying to understand where each other was coming from, so we're very grateful for that. Our comments today are going to be with reference to the Companion Issues document, the one that was published on October 1st, 2016. And we'll be restricting our comments to Issue 1, the definition of secondary purpose, and Issues 4 and 5. Issues 4 is the definition of thermal rec, and Issue 5 some of the implications surrounding the geographical boundaries for the generation of thermal recs. So, to do the issue one, definition of a secondary purpose, Renewable Northwest, we're still of the opinion that the secondary purpose should be to displace electricity that would otherwise have been consumed, not just fuel. We are sympathetic to the department's argument that the addition of thermal energy to the REC system does necessitate some accommodation of the technical differences between thermal energy and electricity, However, we don't accept the argument that therefore the secondary purpose should just be extended beyond electricity to fuel, because in the department's argument that there are some facilities that use thermal energy for a secondary purpose for which electricity would never be substituted, we don't feel that's a sufficiently good argument. The department did go on to argue that given the large share of renewables in Oregon's electricity mix, requiring the displacement of only electricity at facilities located in Oregon would represent the displacement of a relatively renewable power source. We note that the share of renewables, or RPS eligible renewables, is very much utility dependent for a start, and the department's own website states that over 47% of the electricity in the state comes from the combustion of fossil fuels, coal and gas. Furthermore, if a TREC is generated by the displacement of fuel, and then that TREC is used to comply with the RPS, that's displacing demand for a renewable energy certificate that would have been generated by an RPS-eligible electricity resource, and therefore displacing the demand for that renewable resource. The primary intent of the RPS is to encourage the development of new renewable electricity rather than rewarding what is already in place. My final two issues I'm going to take together, that's issue 4, the definition of a TREC, and issue 5, geographical boundaries for the generation of TREC. So issue 4 basically states that these draft rules define TREC as a subcategory of RECs that are equivalent for compliance purposes. And it's the interaction of this issue with the following issue that we have comments on. So the second issue on the geographical boundaries of TREC, this raises some complicated implications for how unbundled RECs are treated if they are TREC unbundled RECs. So we understand that the driver behind all of this, the definition of a TREC is a subcategory of REC, and that's ensuring that all RECs follow the same banking rules. However, we still believe there is an issue with how a TREC as an unbundled REC should be treated based on where it is generated geographically. So as stakeholders are aware, there exists an exemption in the law, ORS 469A1453, that the 20% limit on unbundled RECs does not apply to unbundled RECs issued for electricity from Oregon purpose facilities. Now that applies to RECs issued for electricity. So while TRECs under these draft rules may be equivalent to RECs for in terms of their compliance value and how they are treated in terms of banking, we still don't believe that changes their characteristics that they inherited upon their creation. So we don't feel that TRECs should be exempt from this 20% limit on unbundled RECs. Thank you once again to the department and to the hearing officer, and that concludes our comments today.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Is there anybody else on the phone who would like to offer comments at this time? Hearing none, we will prepare to close the...
Just for the public record,
okay.
Link Cannon again. We appreciate the issues raised by Renewable Northwest. I would just note that these were discussed in great detail in the rulemaking process, and again, OFIC believes that the Department of Revenue, or the Department of Energy, sorry, too many agencies to deal with, the Department of Energy in this process is correctly dealt with both the issues of identifying number 1 and number 5. So we're supportive of the language as it is and believe that was proper result of extensive discussions, including on-site visits to other renewable energy producers. The other thing I'd say, just It's long, other renewable energy advocates have long said that the RPS is only meant to promote new renewable energy. And with the changes in the law, I would say that the RPS promotes renewable energy, period. And that includes any biomass energy cogen producer, regardless of the age of the facility. So it's not new renewables, it's renewables, period. And I think that's an important point to put in the record as well. Thank you.
Okay, any additional comments? Thank you all for providing your comments. Again, just to reiterate, written testimony will be accepted until the close of business, 5 p.m. today, November 2nd, 2016. And no other comments or exhibits will be accepted after this date. After the close of the comment period, the department will review all comments and summarize all comments in the hearing officer's report. And then the Oregon Department of Energy will make the ultimate decision regarding what will go forward in the final rules. Department plans to file the final rules in the first week of December 2016, and the rules will be effective upon filing. Before we conclude, I can answer any rulemaking process questions that anyone might have.
This is Michael at Renewable.
Yes? Yes, Michael?
Is it going to be helpful for you to have a written version of the comments that were made today?
I think it would be helpful if that's convenient for you to send. You could send them to me or to Rebecca.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, hearing no other questions, the time is 10:21, and thank you for coming and providing comments. This concludes the public hearing.
Well.
Is the tape recorder off?
What's that?
Is the tape recorder off?
Not yet.
Oops.